Syrian activists say at least 20 soldiers were wounded or killed on Sunday evening when a checkpoint near Damascus Airport was struck by a car bomb. At least 93,000 people have been killed since the conflict began 2 years ago, while hundreds of thousands have been displaced by the violence. Among those affected by the civil war are Christian communities. A report sent to Aid to the Church in Need, written by a priest ministering in the region, describes the situation in the city of Homs, Syria's third largest city, which has been devastated by the conflict. Recent explosions in Homs have claimed the lives of some people from the Catholic communities, the report says, including that of a 10-year-old boy. Speaking with Anne Schneibel, spokesperson for Aid to the Church in Need, John Newton, highlighted some of the ways the church in Homs is helping those affected by the violence.
There are many different problems which are being faced by Christians who are living in Homs, from being caught up in the conflict to the shortage of supplies, which is causing major deprivation among the families out there. To give a couple of examples of the sorts of problems, a couple of weeks ago, a car bomb went off near the church, killing five people, including members of the parish and people that lived in the area. So they really are in quite terrible straits at the moment.
You know, what sort of work is being done or can be done or needs to be done to bring aid to these Catholics and these Christians, both at a humanitarian level but also at a pastoral level as well?
Well, there is a humanitarian center which is being run by the church in Homs. It first began giving out aid to about 1,000 displaced people. They're now helping about 6,000 displaced people and families whose homes have been damaged. And they're helping with a wide range of different things. They're providing food, medicine, clothing. They're providing money for people who no longer have a livelihood and can't pay their rents. They're providing transportation for people that need to get places but of course can't because things are disrupted, money for education, for scholarships, and where warehouses have been damaged and can be repaired. They're providing the wherewithal to do that as well. And that's a project that we at Aid to the Church Need have been supporting. We gave €50,000 to that project last year and have recently given another grant of €30,000 to help that, and that covers the humanitarian work which is going on. But equally, at a pastoral level, churches are continuing to carry on their ministry. The priest who sent the report to Aid to the Church in Need said to us, and I'll quote from the report, he said, "We still have a great hope. Churches still ring bells for prayer, and all the people come and share Mass. As our holy Pope Francis says, nobody can steal our hope and our joyfulness." And other reports we've had from other places within Syria are of churches continuing to provide Mass, of continuing to gather the people for prayer, and continuing to offer people hope through prayer and through the sacraments in a terrible situation.
All right. Well, thank you, John, and thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Is there anything else you think our listeners should know about?
I think the only thing I would add is that this is obviously a situation that I'd invite everyone listening to pray for. We frequently see Syria mentioned in the news. It's an area where things obviously are going to hot up and things may well get worse, not only for the Christians, but for all in the country. And in this terrible situation, we really need more prayer. I mean, one of the harrowing stories that the priests relayed to us was a missile that fell in the quarter where the Christians were that killed a 10-year-old child. And these sorts of tragedies will continue to happen while the conflict continues. And so I just invite everyone listening to pray for everyone in Homs and to pray for peace and for a quick, speedy and peaceful resolution to the conflict that's going on in the country.